Log Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Marty Smith, and the reason I played Tupac Hit 'Em Up is because just like in a blink of an eye, you wake up, the world's on fire, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are going at it as if they're the only two people left in the race, and that they're all that matters, not qualified. He calls her an enabler. I still don't know what the hell an enabler is, you know. That's a different speak for me. We use different words in our community. Bernie Sanders, people, is vowing to fight and literally fight. Tear up the convention and go all the way to the White House with their message and fracture the Democratic Party. Another terrorist attack in Egypt. Airline gone down. 56 passengers dead. Where are we? Are we any safer? Show up at the airport 4 or 5 hours earlier to another crowd and still miss your flight. One of the biggest threats is just to have people assembled outside with unscreened baggage. Hell, the terrorists don't care if you're flying or at the gate. They just want to kill a bunch of folks. So we would have to get the lines down. The wait time. I'm going to get to the NSA later. The TSA is understaffed. They say they need some upwards, maybe 1,600, 2,000 people. But they hired 800 workers. That would still amount to only 2 people per airport, per major airport. Are we any safer? I don't want to hear the rhetoric. Looking at the facts, over the last few months, the TSA has failed numerous, I mean numerous, challenges to their security apparatus and operations. Fake bombs have been let through, all kind of contraband, and they have no answers for this. Other than increasing your weight to give you the perception that things are safer. Within the last 6 months, people are just getting kicked off flights because they're scribbling numbers, because they had on a hijab, which is a Muslim scarf, because they looked this way or looked that way, and they had nothing to do with terrorism. But it did delay the flight. It did create thousands of dollars in costs it did raise suspicion and get everybody looking at everything the wrong way. I don't know. This is Real Talk, Real Politics, and the politics has gotten downright ugly. I don't know if Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is best for America at this point. I said some months ago, actually, a few shows back, early in the primary caucus season, that based on questioning and qualified to be president based on his knowledge and his thought process. Suddenly, Hillary Clinton has found that to be her mantra. I think in her best effort, it would probably behoove her to win the outright Democratic nominee before we spend too much time baiting Trump. I think we have given this guy so much freedom and luxury that you've created a presidential candidate because of the anger and the lack of savvy that he has, and they all have, with regard to media and their ability to say one thing and make it stick when they mean something totally different. And you believe it. I had a thought that whichever candidate could produce less war probably would be my best pick, or America's best. I'm not sure about myself. See, I'm still in the undecided. I've decided that I won't be voting for Hillary Clinton, but I'm undecided whether or not I'll vote at all for the president. I knew and kind of felt in my bones that Donald Trump did not have what I look for in a president, which is my own personal choice. It was a fait accompli with me, but that doesn't change the process that America is going through. And it doesn't devalue the benefits that he has brought to this election campaign. Beyond the statements and the extras and the race and debating and the outlandish statements, the substantive nature of the campaign is that he's exposed the corruption and the process, which is jury-rigged on both sides. Bernie Sanders continues to do that. When you win most of your primaries and you still come up short with your delegate vote, it was already decided that Bernie was not going to win. And so those Democrats that are dumb enough to turn away from the will of independent Democratic and Republican Democrat, blue Republican that Bernie has brought in, I think it would be foolish for them to just blow that off. Furthermore, the CNN poll has Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton. The three major stations and all other polls have Hillary Clinton down to 3 to 6 points in a national election. The thing that you and I must really focus on is that the FBI investigation of emails has not resolved. That has to resolve. So she's clear, and she can legitimately win. The unknowns that should be known knowns with Donald Trump have not been resolved either. He wants a tax return, wants to know who you're considering for a running mate, and what your team looks like, because with a guy like Donald Trump, it's reflective of what happened with G.W., didn't think he was fit to be president either, or certainly not not at least fit as Donald Trump. I didn't think that G.W. was, President George W. Bush was ready to be president. I didn't think he had enough political and human experience. I knew he owned the Rangers and he was governor and this, that, and the other. That has less to do, if you really look at the power of presidents, it's Oval Office and all that they do there. That's a nation within a nation. That's an operation within operation. They're just the commander of operation. They spin their spin. They leak their spin. The enormousity of the office would suggest to me that if Americans put a novice in the office like Donald Trump, as opposed to Bernie Sanders, well, are you going to look back 2 or 3 years, if not even quicker, and go, what the hell were you thinking? What were we thinking? A foolish move. He's not ready. And his decisions reflect that. However, Bernie Sanders is so angry at the system, feasible that he'll be ever able to govern, even after the election season is over and he returns to being a Vermont senator or someone picked or vetted for the cabinet within the Democratic sphere. Is it likely that he's going to go back to politics as usual with all that he's put out? Of course not. So something that's really deep, I know that presidential politics becomes scripted at a certain point. And that's generally after the knockdown drag out between the two candidates of the major party. A sidebar thought, the Founding Fathers and the Constitution makes no mention of political parties. So sometimes the view that we are a two-party democracy is the wrong view, when in fact we are a republic founded without any regard for this party or that party, and their simplistic deistic viewpoints, they were all deists, suggest that they just assumed that once they took on the mantle of United States of America, that anybody running for the office would be in the greater part, the grand part. Not the grand old party, the grand party, the supreme party, which is the party that governs America. They had no thought that someone would come along after and create a duality, two-party system, which is why you have what you have now. Can't move the left without kicking off the right. Can't move the right without kicking off the left. And all we're getting now is conflict and edict from either side, which seems to be egregious. Rein himself in. What you see is all you're going to get out of that guy, which is, to me, just an angry, bitter white guy, and so caught into his own viewpoints and opinions, which are obviously biased and skewed to his viewpoints and opinions and worldview, that he misses out on a lot of where we are today. And so do you vote for somebody who's going to give you more of what you currently have, which is failing, in my opinion, Or do you vote for somebody who is a crapshoot? It might hit six, it might hit seven. But we're going to hit these dice and see what they do. So every time he is decision-making with a guy like Trump, you know that it's off the cuff. He has no one other than puts around him to better advise him because he doesn't have it. He doesn't have the acumen. I don't know if he's thick skin enough to run this type of CEO office. Do garner that he is smart enough to put smarter people around him so that he can be more successful. At least that is my hope. Because it's so tenuous with Hillary Clinton, I'm telling everybody to prepare for the obvious. Even my dogs are fed. Which is, Americans might just in fact vote in Donald Trump. And a year ago, you're like, it's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. 6 months ago, no, not going to happen. Not based on what all this crap he's talking. Now, the reality is here. It might not go the way we envisioned it to go. It might not go the way the president envisioned it to go. It might not go any other way than the way it's going. And whose work is that? Is that the Lord's work? Is that the devil? You know, when you only look at the world in duality, right versus left, good versus evil, and everything you subscribe to is based on those viewpoints. It isn't in my religion, it is Satan. When you only have two choices, you only have two choices. And the affect on the individual's behavior that only gave himself two choices gives you only two predictable outcomes. Either I'm going to roll with Satan, or I'm going to roll with the Lord. I mean, you know, you're limiting yourself to outcomes based on the duality that you presented. Remember, there's so much gray matter that right and left becomes irregular when you just only understand gray matter. Aha! Something to think about. Something to think about, see? We need to take a break. I'm going to take a break. I don't know if I have a disc. Yeah, I got a disc. Be careful because Brazil is in flux. they are trying to dethrone their president or impeach her. And by all accord, she's on the right side of the right side. The amount of Flavella-type violence has extruded out onto some of the main thoroughfares. So as you travel through Brazil and go through these Olympic villages, you're going to have to deal with a country in flux. You're going to have to deal with, and by that meaning a country in flux, you're going to have challenges to authority. So although the vice president has taken over, there's going to be some issues with regard to the policing, general awareness, this, that, and the other, and the same protocols that we see going on here in all our airports, at all our public events, the concerts, this, that, and the other. I don't see the cohesion. As well as you still have some building issues that Brazil has not resolved. So you would want to be careful as you travel in and out of this Olympic season. The reason why I brought up the Russian thing is because apparently they allowed their people to do the doping and then fake the test like Volkswagen with their own Olympic officials. So their level of devilment was entrenched in the whole system in which the Olympic Oversight Committee and board, they're bribing Olympic officials. They're putting people in place to win the test. They're rigging the laboratory in ways in which we haven't seen. Interesting. And this is all just to win an Olympic title, huh? Is it that serious? Is it? Really? How many people can recall five athletes from five different sports that won gold medals in the last Olympics? I don't even know if I could. Okay, swimming. Phelps, the Jamaican dude within racing, 100 meters, Usain Bolt. I can see that I know that we won in some areas. I think we won in fencing, male fencing. We may have won in golf, but I couldn't tell you with certainty. Five people who won an Olympic gold, either, and I'm mixing up the winter and summer sports. So think about it. All this hullabaloo into this, and they're cheating. I, for one, do not believe that doping should be an issue in any sport unless it is an illegal substantially banned. I mean, illicit police street drugs. Medical marijuana excluded as long as the athlete has a prescription. I don't care whether it's NBA, NFL, Paralympic Games. Doesn't matter to me. Because the whole reason you get into this is to enhance your performance. And if it enhances your performance, that's why we want you there. Deteriorate your performance, well then, your penalty is that you're not going to be successful in the sport. And then the banning begins. I really believe that. You get take the focus off of doping because you have nutrients and supplements now and the medical nature of things and in which you know, it's over and over. You're taking something that was prescribed and you didn't know it had this component when mixed with this orange juice, and now it's a banned substance, and now you're tainted as an athlete. But in fact, you know, you would have to be a medical doctor to know, or a pharmacist to know at all times what is, and a nutrient to know at all times what's going on in your system and what you're taking in. Far from just getting yourself needled up and doped up or Percocet-ed up and then go into the boxing ring. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about substances that enhance, whether they be amino acids, stuff you get at GNC, you know, nutrients, and some cutting-edge medicine. I just think that we've gotten to a point where we're focused on doping, and everybody's on something. So what we need to be focused on is the stuff that the normal person on the street can't be on. Because you can go into GNC and get a lot of the things that are banned at the Olympic level. And they're no less harmful or greater harmful than some of the street level. Save a lot of time and money rather than, you know, just spending it all on chasing the next doper. Tomorrow we have Real Talk, Real Games. I'll be back, and I want to finish up with Noam Chomsky. I think I have about 30 to 45 minutes more of that essay and get into some of the depth of his views on America. Okay, this is Real Talk, Real Politics. We are out. I'm